Why didn't they kill Aaron?
I don't know. Lucky they didn't. That's why Aaron was masking to begin with, because he didn't want to get killed, because it would have been a terrible time on Klal Yisrael. Okay, we are on Yud Beis, Amud Beis. And we are to that timer Achaisai, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I think 11 lines in the bottom, beginning of the line. Yud Beis, Amud Beis. That timer Achaisai, Basparai. Miriam, Moshe's sister, says to Basparai, Ha'eluch v'karasi luch isha minekes min avriyais. Should I call you a woman that nurses a Jewish woman? Frekting amara machnam avriyais. Why is she telling Basparai? Now, Miriam doesn't know that Basparai just became a Geiris. Miriam sees her as the king's daughter. And a king's daughter, you don't go to her and say, you want a Jewish lady. Hello? Why would she want a Jewish lady? Why wouldn't she want an Egyptian lady? She tried Egyptian ladies, Basparai. She tried to get Egyptian ladies who were nursemaids to nurse this baby, and he refused to nurse. So because he refused to nurse, so his sister says to Basparai, listen, I'm hanging around here. I see you're having problem finding a nursemaid. Maybe I can get you a Jewish one. Amar.
His response to her saying this is a Jewish child.
What? Again, I don't tell the Gemara what to say. Again. I don't tell the Gemara what to say. You want to say a different chapter of the Gemara? Kala kavod. But all I'm saying is I'm reading the Gemara. The Gemara is saying it was not a response to that. The Gemara is saying that she responded to the fact that she tried mitzvi ladies and it didn't work. Now, how Miriam knew? Where was Miriam hanging around? She was by the Yamsuf. Did she follow Basparai when she got all these mitzvi ladies? I don't know. I wasn't there. All I can say is that's what the Gemara says. To me, the Gemara says it. I proceed by it. I'm not trying to offer different shatim than the Gemara. I don't do that. At least I try not to do that. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu not nurse? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's supposed to say. That's what it says on my side. Pesh Ha'asil Adaber Mashchina Yoinek Dover Tamei. A mouth that's going to speak to the Shechina should nurse treif, should nurse from a woman, Egyptian, that eats treif. I don't know. It's me, Yairadeya. Me, Yairadeya, Lemi, Yavin, Shmua. To who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach Torah and make him understand? Mulei Mecholov, the one who was removed from guts, from milk. Mulatike Meshadayim, also removed from the breasts. Now, this is the Machloikas in Halacha. Mukhi Yosef holds, it's usher for a Jewish baby to nurse from a Gaisha lady, unless it's a sakana. Other Rishayim hold, not usher, it's preferred not to. In Halacha, it's brought down that a Jewish baby should only nurse from a Gaisha lady if it's necessary, meaning there's no other Brera. So we don't paskin, I don't have the Ramah in front of me, but definitely allowed in a Machloikas with sakana, Kuch Nefesh is Daicha everything, it would be Daicha this as well. So Barpara said, go. Amar Ablazer Melamed says, Vatela Cha'alma. It's really going on the next part of the Pasuk. In fact, on the side of my Gemara, it says, you should add the words, Vatela Cha'alma. Alma means quick. Alma means young. I should say that. Young. Melamed, I don't know how he translates Alma. I think it means young.
Energetic, younger.
Amar Ablazim Malam.
Alacrity.
That's the next word. Amar Ablazim Malam Jehocha Bezrizus. She went with alacrity, Ka'alma, like an energetic young girl. Fragnu Lachroinim, she was 6 years old. You don't expect her to walk like an old lady. What's the Kiddush that she went Bezrizus Ka'alma? So the Ben Yonah says, remember, she was sickly. She was a sickly girl. Chola. So you didn't expect a sick girl to run. She went Bezrizus Ka'alma because it was so important for her to get a Jewish lady to nurse, namely her mother. So she went Bezrizus Ka'alma. That's why the Pasuk writes Vatelecha Alma. Because it said Vatelecha Chaisai, Vatelecha. We know what we're talking about. Alma is to say that she pushed herself to go Bezrizus Ka'alma, even though, this is Ben Yonah's chat, even though she was sickly. Dr. Gemara writes, Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni Amar Alma, Shalimas Devarel. The word Alma is to teach me. She hid who she was. She didn't say, I'm his sister and I'm getting his mother. I'm getting you a Jewish lady. She didn't want to say she's taking his mother because you never know how Bas Farah would react. So Yechevet comes, and Bas Farah says, here is this baby. Helichi is an acronym. Amar Rav Chama ben Chanina, Misnaba, Bas Farah said prophecy here, meaning she said something that she didn't realize she was saying. Ve'eini yedas ma Misnaba. Helichi, ha-shelechi. This is yours. Helichi, here is yours. Bani etin eschorach. Amar Rav Chama ben Chanina, Lidayin letzadikim shemaksirim lema v'desem. Not only do they get their lost item returned to them, Yechevet gets her son back. Elo, Shanais Lam Scharab, they even pay for it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Dabert Maishnam in the Hebrews, the Kamerlo Michlal, the Mitzvahs Lenichalo. Mashma, the Mitzvahs are not good enough. Dabert Tamei, Zu Shachilosa Dvarim Tameim. Why is a Mitzvah lady called Dabert Tamei? Because she eats treif. Vatinik, Tayim Bechel, Bakom Masha Taychel. And the child tastes during the milk everything she eats, because I mean the biyuma, gabi lishad hashemen, that the Gemara there says, by mun, it tasted like lishad hashemen, that you were able to taste whatever food you wanted it to be like, that in the mun. So mother's milk carries along the taste of all the food that she tasted. Interesting, the mukiyaisa was a chiddush, because pashtas, when it turns into milk, it's already changed, it's not the item. But the mukiyaisa holds, it's still usher. Unless, again, very important, it's necessary for the baby's survival, we don't makba, we're not makba on Shabbos either. You know what I mean? We're not makba on any yisr. As mi yoyredeya, lemi limit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach Torah? Lemi shagamal v'hifrish atzim b'chol of tamei. To one who did refuse to take chol of tamei. V'netak min ha-shedayim ha-tameim. And moved away from the tamei breast. K'may v'yatek misham, passing chumash that he moved. Like a girl that all her strength is with her. The Targum says, Takif V'alam. The Lashon of strong, healthy, young. She did not say that she is Maisha's sister. Here is your thing. Yes.
Is the reason because it's Dabar Tamei, or it's because Moshe's going to be speaking to Kadosh Baruch Hu? What's the...
So again, if you learn this Gemara, it's Mashma that it's a Midas Chassidus. Because Moshe was going to speak to that Kadosh Baruch Hu, therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want him to nurse him with Dabar Tamei. That's how you learn Gemara. The Bukiyites have learned it's an Isser. But remember, this is before Matan Torah, and doesn't say here the word it's Isser. So they ask the Nemuchi Yaisa from this Gemara, and they answer, I don't remember what they answer. But the Nemuchi Yaisa, I just didn't want anybody to walk away without knowing the Nemuchi Yaisa, because the bottom line is Ramah Pasch than the Nemuchi Yaisa, I believe.
So, Rob, yes. Eating tray food that is hard to heart, in play, and this is, there's going to be a lave, as is said. Going to be the person who is standing in front of
the face. Right, which is that. Right.
Yeah,
but that's Avram was alluding to. Right. But Achois Aaron. Achois Aaron, this is talking about Yeshira. So we're jumping a little bit. This is after Moshe Rabbeinu sang as Yashu with Klal Yisrael. It says, Vatik Achmirim Nevia Achois Aaron, it's a Toif Biyada, but a Tenokal Anashim Achreya Basubim B'mchailas. Right? And she said Shira also. Now it identifies Miriam Hanaviah, Achais Aaron. Why are we identifying her there as Aaron's sister? She's Moshe's sister. She's Aaron's sister. Why is it necessary to identify who she is to begin with? Dr. Rash, Dr. Gemara, Achais Aaron, Velei Achais Moshe. Amar of Amar, Amar Rav, Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav. Amar of Amar of Nachman, Amar Rav. Melamed Jason Misnabak, she Achais Aaron. The Nevuah, she said, when she showed she was a Nevuah, was before Moshe was born. Rashi, says the Misnavik Shechayz Aaron, Ad Shaloi Noilid Moshe, Bahayinu HaNaviyah Achayz Aaron. That's why it identifies Achayz Aaron, because that's when she said her prophecy. Oh, Mamas, we'll see. Dr. Gemara, Vay Meres, and what did she say? Asida Imi Shetelud Ben Shemayshi Es Yisrael. She was a six-year-old girl. She had prophecy, and she told her father, my mother will give birth to a son who will save Klal Yisrael. Bekiva Shenailud Moshe. Moshe was born. Nismala Kalabayas Kulahar. Amar Aviyah Venishka Raisha. So her father kissed her. Amar Abiti Niskaiman of Vasech. Right? We learned before, Kvetei Raisa Kitaivu. Nismala Kalabayas Kulahar. You saw something out of the ordinary. The father turns to his daughter and says, your prophecy worked. You are a prophet. You predicted this. She wasn't a prophetess beforehand. This was her initiation as a prophetess. Kiva Shetiluliar, 3 months later, they had to put him into the river. Amar Aviyah v'tipcha Raisha. There's two girsas in this Gemara. We have Amar Aviyah. There's some achronim say the girsas should be Amda Iba. I'll tell you why in a minute. Hit her on the head. Amalabiti heichin nevuasech. What happened to your nevuah? V'haynu d'chsev atesatze v'achreise mirachok. She stood from afar, l'deya maya asalai. Why was she so interested? L'deya maya he b'saif nevuasa. She wanted to know how her prophecy is going to manifest itself. Now, the question they ask is, if Amram recognized she's a nevuah, so why did he turn around and say to her, heichin nevuascha? You don't tell a Navi, hello, your prophecy didn't work. If she's a Navi, she's a Navi. You say, we'll have to see how it works. So some learn that he was questioning at this point whether she was a Navi or not. Some are going with Ima. Her mother never heard the Navua. So the mother said to her, they tell me you're a prophetess. I don't know. Her mother never heard it. That, again, two ways to learn, but that's not quite the Pekasha. Why did Amram question her Nevuah if she was a Nevuah? She was a Nevuah, right? If Yeshaya Navi says a Nevuah and something doesn't go the way it's supposed to think, you don't go to Yeshaya Navi and say, hello, what happened to your Nevuah? You know what I mean? He's a Navi. When you have a Navi, you keep quiet and you watch it happen.
6 years old girl,
he
saw an unusual thing
happen. Okay, again, if you're happy with this, I'm happy with this also. Because
there was a Shekhinah and there was a Shekhinah light.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that didn't count.
He did. That's why he's in this kind of a process.
Yes, and then he changed his mind.
But again, that's the... I spoke out that question.
That's the real one. Why do we have to learn it like that? Is that what Dr. Harris was saying? Why do we have to learn like he's saying it in I can't wait to see how this is going to work out.
Is that what he said? He said, Heichin nevuasech.
Well, she's not for sure dead yet.
Again, if you're not bothered by it, I'm happy. I'm not trying to make everybody here have problems. I'm telling you, the Achronim understand it. Now, again, if you're happy to say Echad Avoscha means, how's it going to work out? I'll willing to go along with it.
She put him in the room without the basket, and obviously, but if you put him in a basket, you try to save him.
Again, the chances of him getting saved were remote. Babies don't survive very long in a river in a basket. But they're 3 months old. Of course it was a Derefnei. But she put him in the basket, she didn't know. Gemara said before she made a chuppah. I need to ask her, right? If you're happy with it, I'm not going to make problems.
Earlier we learned that this pasuk, I guess, Erev Drush was all talking about Hashem. Leidam al Yasser.
Right. It's alluding to Hashem taking care of his Shekhinah, his Hashras Hashekhinah is there on a constant basis. It does not take away from Pashup Shat. Mar Yavamas, Namchavim Al-Alof, Ein Mikri Yaitim Deim Shuta, except one Pasek. Ha Atayra Kula, Mar Yavamas. Ha Atayra Kula, Ein Mikri Yaitim Deim Shuta, just this one Pasek, Vayibam. Besides that, every Pasek remains Pashup Shat. That's what Gemara tells me.
How does B'nai
Shah
know when someone's a
Navi?
Just by the fact that...
So the Rambam and Hilchot Yisrael Yatayra talks about it. And he said he has to predict that something will happen, and it happens.
What?
I think so.
Yeah.
But obviously, he's not predicting that tomorrow the sun will rise. I can predict that also, and I'm not a Navi. But I don't think the Navi predicted who's going to win the Super Bowl. I don't think that was in his, that makes him a Navi. I think it makes a little bit of a problem. Because a Navi had to be totally removed from Elam Hazeh. Totally. Now, I don't think he was interested in who's going to win the Super Bowl. I don't think that was on his purview. And I don't think the Rabbi Shem was going to tell him that Navua. A Navi went into a trance. He was totally, the Rambam in the Perek Yud of Hilchos Yisai Atayra goes through what a Navi was. By the time you finish, you'll realize you're not a Navi.
Okay, so this is a sickly 6-year-old girl. So it's a good kasha. Why he wasn't, you know.
But he saw that it happened. And he first of all, the 6-year-old girl of Miriam is not the 6-year-old girl of today. We learned that already. Aaron was 3 and he was married, according to many Achrayim. And Miriam is double his age. Yes.
Everybody holds their breath. Parsha Shofim is coming up in a few months, and we have to deal with something I've never had a satisfactory answer to. I tell someone another one. One thing I was going to ask Rabbi Shekhar's call about a Navi.
Yeah. Okay, I really don't want to go there because it's not the sugya, but a Navi Shekhar means he was a Navi.
Yeah.
You can't be a Navi Shekhar unless you were once a Navi. The problem with the Navi Shekhar is he was once a Navi, but you don't lose your Bechira. You can go from being a Navi to being a Navi Shekhar, yes. Just like Yechel and Kain Gadol can go from being Kain Gadol 80 years and turn into a Tzuki. You don't lose your Bechira because you get to that level. But then again, it's a level that we have no comprehension of, so therefore, we'll just leave it there. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, there was no Rashi in this Gemara. Talk to Gemara Weiter, Yosef Zacha. We're switching now from Moshe Rabbeinu, at least for now, to talk about Yosef. Yosef was Zacha because he was the one, the Lashon HaMishnah, which he was Kaver as Aviv. He was the one that buried his father, Zacha Likbar as Aviv. Ve'em Ve'achim Gadol Mimeno. Shenal Vayar Yosef Likbar as Aviv. That's what the Mishnah said, back on Tassamid Beis. Zog to Gemara. Ma'ishno Mikara. It says when Yosef went up to bury his father, all the servants of Parai accompanied him. Then it says, then later, the whole base Yosef ve'echav ve'beis aviv. The order of the pasuk is first Avdei Parai, then Yosef's family and his brothers. When he comes back, who ve'echav? There it gives precedence to the son, to the brothers, before we mention all the other people that went along. When it went up, the brothers are put to the back. And when they came back, the brothers are right up front. What changed? Dr. Gemara, Am Rabbi Yechila Betchila Achelay Ro, Bechwaitim Shay Yisro, Linogub Am Kovin. At the beginning, before the Mitzvim saw the honor that Bnei Yaakov and Yaakov Avinu received, they did not respect the brothers. Therefore, in their mind, they were bigger than the brothers. So the pasuk tells you that. In the mind of the population, in the mind of the people going, these were the chashuv people going, also the brothers. The saif shirah b'chvaydam, nagubam kavod. At the end, when they got to see the covenant of Yaakov Avinu and the way everybody looked at the brothers, they chapped, they're bigger than we are. So the pasuk writes, they came back, hu ve'echav, and then v'chol oilem itai. That's what it says.
Rabbi, but this was Yosef. He could determine.
Just give me 1 second. Okay, the Gemara is going to say what covenant it was. Yes, that's what
he's Yosef. He could determine the order of the procession. Everyone was in fear of him. If he wanted his brothers on the way up to go with him or just behind him, it was a wiggle of his finger. Everyone feared him. Why do they say that the people got a choice as to the order of the procession?
See, I didn't view it as the order of the procession. I viewed it that the pasuk is telling you in the chashivas of it, the Avdei Parai viewed themselves bigger than the Achei Yosef. And the pasuk is letting you know that you should know the Egyptians did not have that respect for the Shvatim. I don't know how they walked. I don't know whether the Shvatim walked next to Yosef, behind Yosef. I don't know. It's in the way the pasuk lists them, it's to tell you that in the mind of the Avdei Parai, they viewed themselves bigger than the Achei Yosef. On the way down, they had learned their lesson. No, we are not.
We're talking about. Okay.
That's how I understood it. Yes, Rabbi Schatz.
The king himself did not go, so his abadim were his messengers, his ambassadors. So he would have been affront to the king to do it otherwise if they wanted to go to
him. Maybe. So Rabbi Schatz learned they didn't walk behind him because they were Avdei Parai and they represented the king, and therefore they placed themselves there, and to move them back would have been like, hello, I represent the king. Maybe. Yes, Dr. Schwab.
Do I remember incorrectly? I vaguely remember that the Shvatim arranged themselves around the order of the land which they would camp in the future.
That Yaakov Avinu told the Shvatim how to carry his body.
Okay, that was in the same.
Right.
So that was around the Aron. That was right there.
Right. I don't know if that meant the whole time. I don't know. Good point. Again, the way I understood it, it wasn't a question of order, it's a question of chashivas. Like, what was the covet? It's it. By you about Gairin Ha'atad. Gairin Ha'atad simply means a pile of, not pile, a Gairin is a
threshing floor.
Threshing floor of thorns. And the question is, v'chigayrin yeshlai lahatad, since when do you make a threshing floor out of thorns? You don't thresh thorns. So why are they in the threshing floor? Amar Rebbevo, Malamed, shikifusu ksarim la'reina shel Yaakov, they surrounded crowns to the Aron of Yaakov, kigayrin zeh shemakifin lahatad. Threshing floors are surrounded by thorns as a protection from animals. So but the threshing floor doesn't have thorns. They surrounded Yaakov's Aron. It looked like a thorn bush because we'll see in a second why. Shabo, Sham, Bnei Esav, Bnei Shol, Bnei Keturah. They all arrived. The leaders of Esav, the leaders of Yishmael, and the leaders of Bnei Keturah. They all went to greet Yaakov Avinu's Aron. But not in a positive manner. Tana kulam l'mochamabo. They came to fight the Shvatim. They came to fight the Shvatim. That's what their kavana was. Even Sharol Kisra Shayasev Talib Barayna Shayakov. They see Yosef's crown is sitting on top of the Aron of Yaakov. Not l'kulam kisrayan, but talim Barayna Shayakov. They all took their crowns off their heads and put it on top of the Aron. And the Aron looked like it had a thorn bush around it from all the different crowns that have these points coming out. That looks like a thorn bush. Tana, Shloisha Hashishik Sarim Nitlu Barayna Sheyakov. There were 36 crowns around. Now, exactly how to understand this Gemara, I'll offer one pshat. But again, the Gemara says the Gemara. If I offer a pshat, it's a pshat. Take it or leave it. Not going to make a difference. They came to fight Bnei Yaakov. Why did they come to fight Bnei Yaakov? The answer is, they wanted to assert themselves that we are the ones that are the rightful inheritors of Avraham Avinu. The raya is, these are all Avraham Avinu's heiniklach. This is not Paras and Madai and Yavon and Spain and France. This is Yishmael, Esav, Keturah, all descendants of Avraham Avinu. And they wanted to prove that they are the descendants of Avraham Avinu, the ones that count, not the Shiftei Kah and Yaakov Avinu's children. That was the purpose of their coming. And when they arrived, they saw Kisra Shayasev, followed by Raina Shayakov. So the pshat, I am saying, over says. The pshat is, what did they see with that? So big deal. So his crown is there. They saw that Yosef is saying, there's something greater than power in this world. I am the king of Mitzrayim, the viceroy of Mitzrayim. My father was not viceroy of Mitzrayim, but he lived in a higher plane, way greater than my crown. There's more to life than power. When they saw that Yosef was willing to subordinate himself and humble himself as king in front of the arm of his father, for a moment, for a fleeting moment, they realized, you know, there's more to life than power. They took their crowns off and they put it in Arayin Asher Yaakov, a recognition that a man who lives like Yaakov Avinu is greater, stands higher than anything we can do or say. That's the pshat I saw. Take it, leave it. I'm just reading the Gemara. You can take the pshat as much as you want. Can I first say Rashi? Dr. Rashi. Maishnah meikar dak deminu lemitzrayim mekam achay yaisiv, that the pasuk puts the mitzrayim before achay yaisiv. Maishnah lemitzrayim tachsev hu ba'echav hadra kala ilamitay. Chiderach lesav atadu velazim mekarim, you make a threshing floor out of thorns, shemakifim le'odod, yadishu kaitzim, for protection. Shloishim b'shishuk sarim. Now Rashi explains how you got to 36. Yud beiz nisiyim b'yishmol, the pasuk says the yishmol had 12 nisiyim. B'cham gimu aluvim nimu b'yisav, and there's 23 b'yisav. So 23 and 12 equals 35, and Yosef is 36. Then Taimer Chafayin, there's 25 by Esav. Taimer Nuknas Nimnu Beis Mamim. Two of them are repeated twice. There's only 23. Then Taimer Kairach Nami Nimnu Beis Mamim. One of them is Kairach, so he's repeated twice. So Drashi Shnei Kairachin. There were two different people. Echad Bnei Alifas, Echad Bnei Alivama. Mikoma Kamamid Hey Hey Bekisra Shem Yosef Hari Lamed Vav. Yes.
They didn't have a cup for Yaakov's children. Yaakov, they had a
cup. Again, not to the degree they saw that the whole world is taking their crowns off and putting it on Yaakov's arm. They realized we're dealing with something that's way beyond our comprehension, and they had cover for his children. Yes.
My question is, what did they want? Why did they want to have a? They came from Alkama to fight with slaves that are at the lowest level.
They're not. Out there, Bari were Bari's representatives.
Who did they come to have the
Muhammad
with?
Yosef, Ishvatim.
What did they have against slaves? What do
Gaim have against Jews? Why, anyway, you think slaves? Who were slaves here? Yosef wasn't a slave. His brothers weren't slaves.
His brothers were not slaves.
Why were they slaves? It's a way before she would betray him. Yaakov Avinu just died.
You read the Marsha that says you think. Try to prevent it from being buried in
Mamash. The Mashal says the Mashal is greater than the Pshat I saw.
Why would they?
I don't know. I think, again, my own humble opinion is that Pshat is the reason, is that Pshat is why, you know, I'm going to say this, and I can put my foot in my mouth for everybody to take it whatever they want. The only nations that ever claimed to replace us are Bnei Avraham Avinu. Nobody claimed to replace us. They're not. Bubba wanted to kill us out. Paras, Mada, Yavan. They never claimed that they are the Am HaNivchar. Comes along Esav, and all of a sudden he's the new Am HaNivchar. Comes along Yishmael, and by the way, they made a religion called Christianity that replaced the Jews. And the Jews are a cursed people because they didn't recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. Then came along Yishmael and said, I am the chosen people. And the Rabbi Hashem changed his mind a second time. Right. That's what they say. Notice that. It's all Enikluch of Avraham Avinu. Because they're the only ones that have spiritual connection. They're the only ones that can claim that. The other people are too busy eating turkey. They're not interested in spiritual connection. Yefes is Turkey. And Chum is even lower than that. They're not even holding by Turkey. And Shame is the one that's spiritually inclined. Avraham Avinu took that part of Shame more than anybody else. And all major religions come, not the Avodah Zarah religions, all quote-unquote non-Avodah Zarah religions, at least they consider themselves non-Avodah Zarah religions. Who?
They sent the concubines. Keturah,
Yeah, but the Maaseh, they came back here. They're still Avraham Avinu's children. That's true. Again, I'm just saying. So, at this point also, Yaakov Avinu presented himself, he was, the true inheritor of Avraham Avinu. His children are carrying on that thing. In B'nai Yishmael, in B'nai Yisef's eyes, he doesn't believe, he's not, and therefore, he doesn't belong in the Maaseh Machpelah. He's not the one that associates with Avraham Avinu. I associate with Avraham Avinu, Yishmael says. Yisef says, I associate with Avraham Avinu. That's why they don't want to prevent. Maaseh Machpelah is the sign that you belong there. That you belong with Avraham and Yitzchak. That you're the continuity of Aman Yitzchak. And the ones who question that are the ones who claim they are the Aman Yitzchak. Esav, Ketzad Ma'ashu, Netamelech, Netateven. Yishmael, less so, but also. And it manifests itself over history. They're the two, the four major religions that claim that they replaced the Jews. The other nations never replaced the Jews. They hated Jews. They still hate Jews, but they don't replace the Jews. They decided that they replaced the Jews. So that's why I spoke at the other pshat, that they came to fight the inherent right of Yaakov Avinu representing the thing. We're going to take care of this group of people that think they're Avraham Avinu's grandchildren. They took one look and they saw that Yosef taught them a lesson. There's more to life than power. Again, it's a pshat. Take it, leave it, doesn't bother me. Yes.
Extremely well said. 2 points. As far as Keturah goes, I would point out that Keturah is very interesting in terms of the current ascendancy of both China and India. Number two, actually, if you look at Christianity, the idea that Christianity was to replace Judaism is an innovation of Paul, who was fully Jewish.
The bottom line is, this is what happened, you know what I mean? So was Yashki, he was also fully Jewish, you know what I mean? This is what happened.
As far as Islam, there's a contribution of one of Muhammad's wives, who was flat out Jewish.
Again, I'm not arguing the point, I'm just saying the bottom line is they wanted to break Chayshar. I just want to add that the Rambam disagrees with that theory that China and India are from Bnei Keturah. The Rambam writes that Bnei Keturah and Bnei Yishmael got mixed up. So he states in Rambam, Hilchos Mila, Bnei Keturah and Bnei Yishmael are Chayav and Mila, not Hilchos Malachim, they're Chayav and Mila. Why? Really, Bnei Keturah are Chayav and Mila. Yishmael was never Nisav and Mila. Only Bnei Keturah. He says, Nisarvu Bnei Keturah and Bnei Yishmael. That's the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim. So I'll leave it right there.
Well, as you said earlier, the Rambam is a Rambam. But that's odd because something chashuv is never bottled.
What?
Something
yeah, that's drabbana. That's a drabbana dikalach. But I'm not getting involved in that. That's a side issue. Hilchos Mila, yes. Hilchos Malachim, yes.
They bring down from the Yaakov, James Haney, Yitzchak, that the Garden of Atad was symbolic also that just like the throne bushes protect the wheat, so these crowns are not picked.
Very nice. Thank you.
Number 10.
Thank you.
Zakti my righteous. By Yisbidu Sham, Misbid Gadol V'Kaved. A huge hesped, morning eulogies. Kana Afilis Susim V'Chamayrim. Now it's a question what it means Afilis Susim V'Chamayrim did Avelis. As a one shot, that the Susim V'Chamayrim cried. They were also affected by this eulogy that took place of Yaakov Avinu. Now, usually donkeys and horses are not affected. Here they were affected. I saw another pshat, because Yaakov Avinu stopped the Rav. The Susim Chamayrim also suffered in Rav. So Memela, his dying, also affected Susim Chamayrim, because the Rav came back. Again, I just saw these two pshat in the Masifta Gemara this morning. I don't know, he probably brings something down also. What?
They also spoke?
They cried. That's right, sir. Hesped me. Well, not everybody eulogized. Right? Not everybody that was there said, I mean, the Leviah would have taken longer than who knows what. Even they didn't have such a long Leviah. I mean, you know, the Kutcher ever said he doesn't want any of his. You know, the Kuska Rebbe said he doesn't want any Asmeidim because it makes his Asr Bana. Asr Bana, he doesn't want the speakers to have pleasure that they can speak about him. Pleasure, he's Asr Bana. That's what the Kuska Rebbe said. He doesn't want any Asmeidim that makes his Asr Bana. Right. He was a Gilor as a Pela. They got to the Mars of Machpelah, also Esav Kamakev. Esav came and wanted to stop the burial. Esav himself. Good old granddaddy Esav. Amalem Mamre Kiryasarba, he Chevron. Mamre Kiryasarba, which is Chevron, that's a Pusik. But Amalem Yitzchak Kiryasarba, Arba Zugas Hayashab. There were four, I add the word Shab, Hayu. Ada Machava, Avram Besara, Yitzchak Barivka, Yaakov Aleya. Eu Karvin Lalea Bididei. Yaakov already used his half. We inherited Maris HaMachpelah. I get half, he gets half. He used this half to bury his wife. But I depise the deal. It's mine. I get buried here, not Yaakov. Now, Zoktis Zayir HaKadosh, again, I thought it was brought down in the Masechta Gemara, that Esav wasn't coming Stam to make trouble. That was part of it. Esav was supposed to be Leah's husband. They used to say Agdala Lagdala Akhtala Larachel to Leah, Yaakov. Esau was headed to be Leah's husband. Esau was supposed to be Leah's husband. He's claiming, he says, this is where I belong, next to Leah. I didn't get her in my lifetime, but this is my chelik, Zayir, not me. By Amalei, they told him, Zvinta, you sold it. Amalun, he didn't Zvina Becharusa. I sold Pishnayim, Shitusa Mizvini. I didn't sell my regular chelik. So the Mashar gets to town, he says, so the regular chelik should be split up. Right? So, right, Yaakov is supposed to get Pishnayim. Out of two graves, Yaakov gets Pishnayim, that means he gets one and a third, and Esau gets two thirds. So Esau was claiming, since I have two thirds of the remaining grave, I have the right to buy it, because I have bigger share than Yaakov has. So I'm paying you for that third and goodbye. Because if you take away, Yaakov gets Pishnayim, two divided into three parts, right? Each one is two-thirds. So Yaakov got two-thirds Chelik Bechayra, and he gets two-thirds Chelik Pashat. There's only two graves. So that means Yaakov is entitled to a third of this grave. But Esav is saying, I'm entitled to two-thirds of this grave, therefore I get the right to buy it, because I have a bigger Chelik in this grave. That's how the Mashal learns. Amalu, that's what he said. Amalayin, you did sell the whole thing. The Chesed Bakivri Asher Karisili. Yaakov Avinu said to bury him in the grave that he bought. The Amal Rabbi Echim Shem Hashem Yichoy in Kira Lo Shem Mechira. Sale. She came to Krakayam Karin Le Mechira Kira. Amalu, Saito says, Havali Yigarta. Show me the star that I sold it to him. I deny it. Amalay, Yigarta Bar de Mitzrayim. The letter is in land of Mitzrayim. We didn't bring it along. They didn't expect Esav to stand here and argue over it. Uman Nezu, so who's going to go pick it up in Mitzrayim? Nezu Naphtali, the Kolik HaYolsa. Naphtali was the one that ran the fastest. The Pasuk calls him a Yolah Shlucha. A hind that is sent. What? I Yolah Shlucha, I know that. Therefore, Hanayisin Emesh Efer, that speaks clear words, so Naphtali should run back to Mitzrayim to get it. So Amr Abavol, I think it may be safer. He went to get the safer contract to show that they bought it. Hushim raid the Dun Tamal Hava. Hushim, the son of Dun, was standing there. V'yikir le'udna, and he had a hard time hearing. Amr Lumayai, what's going on here? Amr Lumayai, Ma'akav Hai, Adasi Naphtali Marad the Mitzrayim. Esav is stopping us till Naphtali comes back. Amaluv Adasi Naphtali married the Mitzrayim Yaviyab and Mutal B'Bezayin. Yaakov Vino's body should be laying around here till Naphtali gets back. Shaka Kufa, he took a, what's a Kufa?
Yeah.
What? Staff. Makya Reisha hit Esav his head. Nasrin Eine, his eyes fell out. V'naflu Akara the Yaakov, they fell to the feet of Yaakov. Peschinu Yaakov Leine V'Ochach. Yaakov opened his eyes and laughed. Behind the Ziv Yismach Tzadik Yechazanakim. The Tzadik is happy. He sees revenge. Pum of Yichat Vedam Russia. His feet are washed with the blood of the Russia. Frank, Sancta Satma Rebbe. Oh, such a beautiful word. Why did Chushim do it? Everybody else was there too. All the Eniklich were there. All the Shvatim were there. Why did Chushim do it? He said, because they were negotiating. When you negotiate, you take your time, you compromise. Chushim wasn't negotiating. He couldn't hear what was going on. He wasn't negotiating. You don't negotiate with Esav. He never negotiated. He wasn't part of negotiations, so he took care of business. That's what the Chasam Rebbe says. Once you start negotiating, then you're open to, then you're not ready to kill the guy. You negotiate. Chushim didn't negotiate. He couldn't hear. That's what the Chasam Rebbe's word is. The Yerushalmi Ksuba says that it's a Messiah that Yehuda killed Esav. They state in Yerushalmi Ksuba. So they ask him this Gemara. So the Mepharshim answer, it doesn't say here he killed him. It says he knocked his eyes out. And Yehuda went and finished him off. That's what they want to answer to reconcile Bavli and Yerushalmi. Bavli sounds like Yehuda, Chushim killed him. It doesn't say the word killed him. But Yerushalmi says Yehuda, that Gemiri that Yehuda killed Esav. So they reconcile it by saying, Chushim knocked his eyes out. Once his eyes were out, Yehuda went and finished the job. The Velt says, Esav's head is in the Maris Machpelah. Doesn't say that here. It says his eyes are in the Maris Machpelah. But the Velt says, Esav's head was in the Maris Machpelah, because Esav had a good head. But that's what the, that's the joke that the Velt says, yes.
Why did they answer that to the Machlokes? Because isn't there also a stone that I thought it was
Chushim
snuck up behind the
Machlokes? Yehuda
snuck up behind him,
she can't wait. Doesn't say that. I don't know that Chazal.
What?
This is the Gemara I know.
Rabbi.
Snuck up behind him, took his stick, and knocked out his eyes. Yes, Harvey.
What is the capital crime here?
What is the cat? Why Esav deserved to die?
Yeah.
Esav. He deserved to die a long time before.
Well, I mean, what's the actual thing that he did other than a grave insult? And where's the warning? And I mean, what are we doing here?
He wanted to steal. Stealing is one of the capital crimes for a guy. One of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Nayach.
I mean,
let's say they were there.
I mean, okay, yeah. But so where's the warning?
I mean, again, they told him we bought it. He said, no, you didn't. He lied. He wanted to steal.
Okay, and you're a goy, and do you understand that the punishment for stealing is? Is this a process that you're saying?
Ben Ayah doesn't have to be warned, number one. Number two is, remember, Esav was an Ivan of Edizara. Esav had a lot of baggage that he carried around. He was Chayav Misa multiple times. So I'm not so worried how they killed Esav.
We usually, doesn't the Gemara usually ask this?
People don't get
randomly killed.
Not by Esav. Okay.
I mean, I understand he's the epitome of evil. I understand that. But here he was saying something ridiculous and offensive to his relatives. It just doesn't seem like that's usually what leads to a murder in church.
But Nayak does not have to be warned. He knows he's not supposed to steal.
Okay.
Yes.
Number one, I happen to like the line that nobody knows when he said a grave error, a grave crime, which it was. But number two, Basin is entitled to kill someone simply to preserve social order, and that's even, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if Chushim was a bad.
What? I'm sorry, what?
I don't know if Chushim was a bad.
Someone
asked the
Canaan talking about.
He said that. That was his own thing. I mean, I didn't make that up. He made that up.
The other thing is
the Gemara seems to have left out all the students at Harvard at the time who are chanting ceasefire now.
Speaking from Chaim Shalevitz, that he says that because of the dishonor to his grandfather, he reacted like that.
Again, I don't argue with Chaim Shalevitz. I'm smart enough not to.
Dan comes from they were the judges.
Could be. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I'm a curious Arba, Kamakim Shlekrusha. I'm a curious Arba, Shema Shayna Makhzakas Ol Dao Tsukas. It only has room for 8 graves. How that Rabbi Yitzchak Lav Milton Eitzel? Eitzel did not quote Rabbi Yitzchak. El Gemara Kamar Leila Meymar, time of the Yikuba. That's what he was holding up. The Babi can't have it because Rabbi Yitzchak Shayna Makhzakas Ol Chaz Kvar. Eitzel saying there's only one more grave and it's mine. Iu Yaakov Kamar Leila Meymar, Time of the Yikuba. That's what he was holding up. You sold it when you sold the Bechara. He said he didn't sit to the Bechara, even they had to be Shnayim El Kamayu. She too said, me, Zivini, Chelik, Chelki, Chelik, Pashut. The regular Chelik was the Bechara. I'm like, she too said, Nam, Zivanta. You also sold that. Chelka, Kabamara, Zula, Gamri. Shkacham, Ravinu, Bechas, Misa, and she carisili. Vain, Kareer, Greer, and Lush, and Mechira. Kamay, Bechru, Liba, Chamisha, Sakasa, I bought with 15 Chesed, which is a Pasuk in Hashaya. Have you got to Heru Shtei Mechira? Prove it. Yekirin Udnei, Chavnu Aiznav Mishmaya. He couldn't hear. My eye, Lama Echim Kaivin, my sight. Why don't you bury him? Shako Gulfei, Mako Stik, my goofy Tava Bola, like he swallowed many sticks, many hits. Miavimi Be'erchen. Gemara and Erbimi and Erchen. Bilei Asi Be'yaisiv, oh, that's right. Dr. Gemara Weiter.
Ear cutting?
What?
Who had his ear cut?
Nobody said ear cut. Yeah, he was hard of hearing. Kavdu Aznav Mishmaya. Doesn't say cut. It was heavy. Heavy means difficult.
Who did kill Beisha? Where does it say that?
The
Yushalmin Shabbat. And the idea of Per Kavit, but not rejoice
over
the death of your enemies.
Esav.
Why is everyone so nice to him?
What do you think's gonna happen when Mashiach comes? We'll make nice. Everybody, let's all be brothers. Let's all love each other. What do you think's gonna happen when Mashiach comes? The pasuk says, "V'chal hagoyim eser kala, v'ayichal eischal eser kala." It's a pasuk in Davi.
About
talking about a Jewish enemy, a guy that's your enemy. Not talking about Esav.
Okay, fine.
What do you think is going to happen when Mashiach comes? You know what's going to happen to all those, the Klezmer Rebbe said, I quoted it here in Shear, and I'll quote it again, I quoted it in Shul. The purpose of the UN. The whole purpose of the UN is when Mashiach comes, there's going to be nations that said they never heard Jews. And Mashiach's going to tell them, how'd you vote in the UN? But that's, what do you think is going to happen to all these people that are anti-Semites? We can make nice, yeah, nice, you'll reconcile, you'll now rehabilitate them.
American way of looking at things, and when Kadosh Baruch Hu comes,
it's not going to be the American way of looking at things, because there's no evil in the world. Nobody ever does anything wrong. Everybody is rehabilitatable. All you have to do is spend more money and give them more money and give them housing and food, and nobody will ever do a crime. And all the crimes that happen are a figment of your imagination. Okay, I really don't like to politicize. That's not my thing.
Too late.